It is one of the most common objections a real estate agent hears this time of year. We're just going to wait till after the holidays. We're going to do it the first of the year. Oh, it is so common. And sometimes it's true. They do need to wait after the holidays, but sometimes they just think they should. And they don't understand that maybe putting it on the market right now could be the best thing for them. So how do we help them figure it out? Well, today we've turned to an expert, somebody who knows what they're talking about and knows how to better connect with people and overcome their objections. Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for being here. You're a smart person. You're smart because you want to get better every day, and I want to get better every day, and we're entering this time of the year where it's really fun. It's the time of the year where we're having this push to wrap up. We're also getting ready for next year. It's busy. There's a lot going on, and we start to hear this objection that comes up all the time. It seems like it comes up earlier and earlier now. It's like walking into Home Depot and the Christmas stuff is out in September. And that is, can we wait till after the holidays? I'm going to wait till after the holidays. We're not going to do anything till after the holidays. Can we wait till the first of the year? And by the way, some of those people should wait and others really shouldn't. And they're just saying, is it a way to delay? And so I thought, who do we go to if we need help with this? Duh. We go to Anna Krueger because she's the genius on this stuff. And so Anna, we are going to solve for this today, which I'm super excited about.
Me too.
Could you introduce yourself to everybody so they know who you are and where you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name's Anna Krueger. I live in South Carolina. I used to hate sales and business, said I would never do it. And I've been doing it 20 years. I got into sales in 2006. I almost got kicked off of my very first team because I was so bad at sales. And then I decided I need to either figure this out or leave and learn some language patterns. And those language patterns turned everything around for me. So now I'm very passionate about giving those language patterns to other people in sales, especially real estate agents. They're my favorite, to help them have more business and more joy in the work they do. So that's what I'm all about and what I'm very passionate about.
And you're great at it. And we're doing a program right now that if anyone wants to get in, you can right here at the end of the year, and then we'll shut it off. But it's called No Script Sales Method. The link is on the screen, noscriptsalesmethod.com. It's a weekly series with Anna. There's like 18 on-demand sessions to help you with this. So as we go through this today and you're like, I like this, I can do this, you might consider enrolling in Anna's class. Anna, this objection comes up every year. This is not a new objection. And yet every year we hear agents say, how do I handle this one? I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be annoying. But we do know some people say they want to wait till the end of the year. And like I said, some should, some shouldn't. We need to know the difference. We need to ask a few questions. Yeah. What's your first blink when an agent says, hey, I'm hearing this objection more? What's your first thought?
Ask them why they want to wait till after the new year. Because a lot of times it's lack of education, and not that the person is not a smart person, but if they don't work in real estate, they might not know all of the options we have for them. So a lot of times what it's about is I have my family coming in for 3 days or a week, and they're going to push off their entire listing process until after that for just a couple of days. And there's solutions to that, and they just don't know that. So it's an easy knee-jerk reaction of, oh, I'm just going to wait till after the new year. And as you dive in and ask questions, you can usually set an appointment at a minimum. Sometimes they'll go ahead and list before the holidays. And I want to say as encouragement to everyone, I'm just like you. I had the same thought as an agent, and my leader challenged me to ask questions. And I was so surprised. December ended up tying for my top month for sales. And the other month it tied with was August. So if you had told me December could be just as good as August, and really it's my mindset and my question asking skill that would make the difference. I don't know if I would have believed that. And then I actually experienced it. So there is hope for you. If you feel like it's a tough time of year, I get it. There's ways around it.
And I spent almost nine years as a team leader. And I would find that, because what you just said made me think of it, December was always one of our top 3 months as a market center, that we always saw a ton of closings in December as people work to get things in through the end of the year. So it makes sense that question number one would be, why do you want to wait, or what's important to you about waiting, or what does waiting do? However you want to word it, because there could be this misconception of, yes, I do have people coming in and so I don't want to be bothered, or there aren't people looking because, like me, they're busy too, so they're not actively looking right now, or my house is all decorated for the holidays, it's not going to show very well, which is actually the opposite. I think homes show better during the holidays than not. There's a lot of misconceptions So we've got to uncover those.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll say, James, I think my perspective is it's just another way to say any time of the year that they say, I want to wait till spring, or I want to wait till fall, or I'm going to wait until after whatever the thing is. In this time of year, they just so happen to say the holidays. But it's really no different than the standard objection of I want to wait. And there's an analogy that I think as we can grab onto this and internalize this, it can help us push through. So if you think of it, a referee gets paid for discretion. And a high school ref, and I know because I have them in my family, a high school ref usually makes about $60 a game on the top end. An NFL ref makes anywhere from $11,000 to $12,000 a game on average. That is a huge difference. And if we think about it, a ref is paid for discretion. So in a high school game, we don't have cameras to look at something from multiple angles. You know, it's not the same high level as an NFL game. But an NFL game, which many are watching now, we have cameras to look at it from multiple angles. We take a moment and review the situation to make a good judgment call. Well, we need as agents to be thinking like an NFL ref. If someone says, I want to wait, or I want to wait till after the holidays, a high school ref type agent, which I used to do this, is, okay, great, I'll call you later. And the conversation ends. An NFL ref who is working on their discretion is going to take a look at that from multiple angles. And it really starts with what is their motivation for why they want to move. And once we determine that, one of the best questions is, what is the benefit of waiting, or what's the benefit of waiting till after the holidays? Because the thing is, if somebody has a desire to do something, it can often be hard for them to articulate the benefit of waiting. And a lot of times we go towards, you know, what are your reasons for waiting, which just makes them say all their hesitations out loud and further confirm them. So instead, what's the benefit of waiting, or how will it help you to move forward? That's more solution or positive oriented, which can get their motivation engaged. That's more
really good, the benefit, I think, for a lot of those people is it just gets this off my plate and this sounds complicated. And so it's easier to kick the ball down the field and go address it later. When the truth is, then when we get to the first of the year, it may be, well, we're going to wait until spring. We want to wait until spring. Or then spring comes, yeah, we want to wait. But there has been some desire. I think about my grandma. When my grandma wanted to move into her independent living, so she wanted to, you know, it's an apartment, but she lives, you know, on her own, but had food and laundry and stuff there. And I asked her when she wanted to do that. She said yesterday. And then 3 years later, she finally did it. Like it took a process to be able to get there. Yeah. And so sometimes it's delay, delay, delay. We need to find out what's the benefit of the delay. And Anna, what we may find out is it makes sense, mm-hmm, based on their situation, or it may not. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to go to the person who goes, but I don't want to sound pushy or annoying or salesy, which could be part of the concern. That would be why I think the person might say, okay, I'll call you the first of the year, because they don't want to be pushy or salesy or annoying, when the truth is the person you're talking to just may not have the right information. So teach us the balance.
I mean, honestly, one of my favorite things to do when somebody says, I want to wait till later, is just say, yeah, that's totally fine. I'm curious, for whenever you are ready, whenever that day comes, what makes you want to move in the first place? Because a lot of people don't want to move. What makes you want to move? And so it's almost, honestly, ignoring the objection, not because we don't care and we didn't hear it, we will come back to it. But first, why don't we get them re-engaged in talking about why they wanted to do it in the first place? And I find that response of, yeah, that's totally fine, I'm curious, for whenever you're ready, what makes you want to do that, that they'll often engage with, and I'm not pressuring them. And it's a very easy conversation. Remember, I almost left sales because I was bad at it. And I said I would never do it because I never want to sound salesy. And I find the way of doing that, yeah, whenever you're ready, what makes you want to do it? It's just very casual conversation. It's light and breezy. It's not a big deal. But the thing is, once we dig into motivation, and on average, it's about 3 minutes to get quality, deep down motivation, just 3 minutes. After that 3 minutes of diving into why they want to do it, it's very easy to come back around and say, well, you know, I heard you say you wanted to wait till the spring. I'm so curious, though. You just said how moving would help you be closer to your parents and their aging. It would help you get your kids closer to their school, so you have a shorter commute in the morning. What's the benefit of waiting till spring if we could do that now? And it's, again, it's just like a light, breezy, casual question, but it gets them thinking. And the truth is, a lot of times, like what you said with your relative, it's just kind of kicking the can down the road because moving is just a lot of work.
Yeah.
So if we can get them talking about motivation, that's actually the best way to handle waiting until later.
See, you're teaching us something that's so important that I think is a gap that a lot of people have, which is when we get an objection, we want to solve for it right away. So they say, hey, I want to wait till after the holidays, and we immediately go in.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting though about the holidays is that there are fewer sellers and the buyers who are looking are really motivated buyers. And so actually, wouldn't you want to be on the market at a time that there's less competition and more interested people? Like that's this kind of statement-y objection handler versus your two-parter of, yeah, I understand that. And moving is a lot of work. So what's important to you about moving? What's that do for you or whatever it was? And then now what's the benefit of waiting until the spring? That's so much more engaging than telling them they're wrong.
Right. Well, Diana Kokoska taught me people want to look good and be right.
Yeah.
So if they give us an objection and out of the gate, we make them wrong, that's not going to get us into rapport. In the class, the No Script Sales Method, we actually just spent 3 hours on it in October talking about how to uncover the true objection. Because usually what they say out of the gate, like, I want to wait till spring or wait till after the holidays, there's usually something completely different underneath of that. That's just like the surfacey thing we can hear and see. There's something under that that's different than what we're initially hearing. And so we got to get really good at asking questions. And the thing that's great is as you ask questions about motivation, and then you also ask questions about the benefit of waiting, you're positioning yourself as the listener. I care to understand you, what's happening in your world, and why does this make sense to you? That is a huge rapport builder. So I know from doing this for 20 years, there are people on the front end who can sound very agitated. They could sound completely disinterested. And as you just, yeah, it's no problem. Whenever you move, what makes you want to do that? As you ask questions, you can hear them soften and get into rapport with you. But if you immediately make them wrong, which is what a lot of objection handling is, how it's taught, you know, they say X, you say Y. Here's your one line response. You've now just made them wrong and you've lost the rapport.
Yep. Yeah. Get engaged. Now, here's what's going to happen. Some of them will decide that actually now is a good time. Let's go ahead and do it right now. And they figured that out on their own. They've understand now that that might be of their benefit. Others are going to go, nope, we really need to wait. So we need a good follow-up plan because we want to list homes in November and December. And we also want to list homes in January, February, and March.
Right.
So can you teach us what are some good follow-up plays for these people that did raise their hand now? We followed the system and yet waiting still makes the most sense for them.
Yep.
What's a good follow-up for them? Because we're filling our pipeline right now too, and we need a pipeline in the new year.
Absolutely. And that is going to be the case with a lot of people. Remember, we don't need a lot of yeses to have a great day in real estate. It's actually funny how few yeses we can get to actually be really successful. So if people genuinely want to wait, that's okay. We're going to be glad about that later. My personal take is if they're going to list anytime in the next 6 months, go ahead and meet now and secure that listing agreement and get to work on.
Get it signed now. Have the appointment. Is that what you're saying?
Have the appointment. Right. And great wording for that, because I'm sure people listening have experienced this. Sometimes they have this mindset that if I meet with you, I'm listing tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And so I find a great way to overcome that is, hey, James, meeting with me does not mean you're listing your house tomorrow. We're simply getting together to make a game. I can't talk. We're simply getting together to make a game plan for when you're ready. And here's the truth. You're already tearing your house apart for the holidays. Wouldn't it make sense for us to meet before you do that so that as you're packing things up, you can have staging in mind so we're ready for the spring? It'll make your life a lot easier. So the simplified is meeting with me does not mean you're listing tomorrow. We're simply making a game plan. So that would be my first take is if they're not going to actually list now, let's still have the appointment now to make that game plan. And that usually works pretty well.
That's a really good strategy. You're so good at asking questions to be able to engage with people and build rapport and relationship. And yet I feel like that's a gap for a lot of people. What are some, yeah. I don't know, what are some strategies you can teach us or advice you could give about how to become better listeners and question askers?
You know, right before we started this, I thought I should wash off my whiteboard because what if we're going to practice something? So I'm glad I did that. I'm going to demonstrate right now.
You've got a handful of these. You've got this figured out, Anna.
Well, I'm going to demonstrate what I would recommend everyone do, and they can do it immediately after this call. You could even do it with us while we're on this session. So James, let's just role play for a minute, and I'm going to demonstrate how to be a good listener and how to ask great questions.
Sounds good.
The whiteboard.
All right, let's do it.
James, you know, moving is so much work for whenever you're ready. What is it that makes you want to move?
Well, I think being closer to Naomi's school, she's going to be in high school, and the school right now is almost 40 minutes from us. And so it would be nicer to be a little bit closer.
Okay. Now I'm going to pause real quick. So I'm writing down what he said, the core ideas. So closer to school, 40 minutes. The key to asking good questions is take exact wording they just said and put it into your next question. It's subconsciously a rapport builder. So I'm not going to say shorter commute because, I mean, that's basically what he said.
Right.
But he didn't say, you know, James didn't say the words shorter commute. So I'm going to say, James, what's important to you about being closer to Naomi's school and cutting off that 40-minute drive? What would that do for you and your family?
Well, it'd make life easier, specifically for Terry, because she'll be doing most of the driving. And then Naomi's involved in a lot of activities. So there are going to be days we got to pick her up and take her to dance, or she's going to stay late for practice or have to go back to school for play rehearsal or something like that. Okay. And boy, could you imagine an hour and 20 minutes each way plus the extra drives? I think that'd be a lot.
Okay. So let's say that Terry is no longer driving this hour, 20 minutes extra. Life is a lot easier. You're dropping Naomi off at dance practice and all this stuff. What would you do with that extra time, that extra hour and 20 minutes that you don't have time for now?
Honestly, I just think it would make our life more convenient. Right now we are professional Uber drivers. And so how great would it be to just make it easier? Then the next one is she's a couple of years away from driving. Boy, I would feel more comfortable if she's driving for, you know, 10 miles to get to school versus 20 every day and back and forth. It would just be nicer.
So I'm going to pause there. There's an interesting thing, and there's a lot of psychology to it. There's not enough time to get into that now on this call. But part of why we teach in the No Script Sales Method to take 3 minutes digging into motivation and to ask at least 3 digging questions. A digging question is what I'm demonstrating. I'm just taking his word and putting it into the next question. So I've asked 2. And I know that because I have 2 arrows as I'm going. But I just heard something that I think would make someone move. One, life is more convenient, but you started talking about your daughter and her driving that long of a distance. That's starting to tap into dad safety and keeping the daughter safe. Even though you didn't say that yet, I'm going to want to ask more questions. But I'm actually starting to get into something really meaningful here. And I would keep going with that. So that's how you do it, is you write down what they're saying. If you're writing down what they're saying, it's going to force you to be a good listener. You're not going to be distracted by Facebook on your phone or somebody walking into your office, most likely. So write down what they're saying and then take an exact phrase that they just said, turn it into the next question. And, you know, sometimes people say a lot. This will make some people love me and some people not love me. I used to be a high school English teacher. And I know from doing that, you say, all right, scan for the subject, scan for the verb. So you're kind of cutting out the noise of a long sentence and looking for what's the subject, what's the verb. Well, I apply that here to when I'm listening, they might say 45 seconds worth of words. Which words hold pleasure or pain? And those are the words to put into my next question. So for you, you said convenient, comfortable with Naomi driving. I only remember that because I wrote it down. I would ask either about convenience or being comfortable with Naomi driving that long distance, because that's probably the pain or the pleasure point that's going to take us somewhere meaningful.
So good. This is how we can become more engaged with our people, that waiting till after the holidays doesn't have to be waiting till after the holidays. And even if it is waiting after the holidays, because you asked 3 questions and took 3 minutes to do that, you have a deeper relationship. Like, I'm literally now thinking, do we need to sell our house if she goes to that high school that's 40-minute drive? Maybe we do, which is the one she wants to go to, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? That wasn't a long time. It didn't feel invasive. It's not annoying. It shows that you're curious and that you care. And just a little practice on that would help. All right, we got to wrap up. We're running out of time. Anna, this is so good. What are some final thoughts you want to share with everybody before we hit the road?
I was just thinking about your personality, my personality. I know probably a lot of people watching as well. We can be fast drivers. Let's go quickly. Let's get things done. And I remember when I first learned this thinking, oh my gosh, this takes forever. In reality, it's 3 minutes. And this is what I had to land on. And it was 100% true. I would rather have a longer conversation for a faster result. When I was having fast conversations and not handling whatever they were telling me, I wasn't getting the results. But the longer conversations of taking the 3 minutes to find out motivation, taking a few minutes to uncover their actual objection, that led to much faster actual results. And so that's what I would want to leave with you guys, is longer conversations, better questions lead to faster actual results. And you're serving the families that you're talking to much better.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're making the decision ultimately that's right for them. Yeah. We're not manipulating them into doing something they don't want to do. That's not possible. But they may be lacking some information, or they have a misconception. And our job is to ask a few questions to figure that out and find out what their motivation is. It could be that they need to sell right now, and maybe they don't.
Well, think about everyone watching this webinar. You're here because you have a problem and you want a solution.
Right.
Well, we're coaching right now. Agents are really buyer selling coaches. Listen to their story and what they want, and then educate to remove the problems, remove the obstacles. I mean, even just something as simple as we can, you know your area and how the MLS works in your area, but we can block showings during the time that your family's in town.
Yeah.
That simple solution right there, often I know from doing it, we get people to move forward and go ahead and list. So think like a coach, uncover their story, uncover their problems, and then solve and help them get what they want. And when you have that mindset, you'll move from being salesy to being coach and inspirer. And that's really what we want.
It is. This is kind of stuff that Anna covers in No Script Sales Method. So you can, if you're interested in that, want to get in, noscriptsalesmethod.com has all the details. Anna, thank you for always helping us. I appreciate you very much. You're the best.
I love being here. Thank you, James. Have a great one.
Anna Krueger knows what she's talking about. You know, some people, like I said, may need to wait. Maybe now's not the time, but maybe it is. And the conversations we have with them help them understand the opportunity, the challenges, the successes that could come from listing now or waiting. And it's our responsibility not to just say okay, but to engage in conversation and help them get it. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope this has been of value to you. If it has, we'd love to see you inside of our Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook community. We do a call every single weekday morning to just help you get better. And then let's connect on social media at James D. Shaw. And of course, you can find all of our earlier versions of these podcasts at jamesdshaw.com. Have a good one. Bye-bye.